Off the Ball, GAA.
We're just taking it game by game, really. Look, it's unbelievable to win this. It was one of our goals, but now going into Tyrone, that's a different competition, but we'll enjoy now a few days, to be fair.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Arlene Crossan, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
You're smiling away at that.
No, you know what? I actually haven't watched it. I don't watch it back because I don't like listening to myself. So it was my first time seeing it there.
Well, it was pretty good. Rightly so, absolutely delighted. For anybody who's just coming to this late, this is the repechage to qualify for the World Championships next year, right?
Yeah, for the World Championships in Beijing 2027, yeah.
So highly pressurised.
Yeah, of course. Like, it was a really exciting start to the season. You know, competing in World Relays in Botswana was a huge experience for me and definitely the highlight so far this year. So it was huge to qualify for World Championships next year. It was a, you know, huge achievement for the team and something we're really proud of.
When Charlene was saying there, it wasn't until 11 o'clock this morning we decided what we were going to run in. What was she talking about there? What was the conversation in advance of the actual race itself?
So obviously we wanted to qualify one of the teams. So we just weren't sure. Both teams had a massive chance, the mixed and the women's. So we just weren't sure which team we were going to push. So we didn't find out until that morning that we were going to push for the ladies team.
Okay, right. So again, that must have been quite tense, I guess, not knowing. Would you have made the mixed relay team?
You know what, you're never guaranteed a spot in the relay. So like, it's always unpredictable. So I don't know. But no, I was delighted to be part of the women's team.
Sure, yeah.
For sure, and get qualified for next year.
And so while that's happening, while you guys are rightly delighted, the lads who might have been representing the mixed team are obviously going through a minor desperation period where they have to mourn themselves, but at the same time cheer you guys on. So that's a team dynamic that is kind of unusual in athletics, I suspect.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, we all compete against each other, so like individually and that, but to come together as a team, like, we know what we can do together and we support each other, and we have to get that really batting around the track as fast as we can at the end of the day.
So for the last couple of years, while this team has been, you know, setting new standards and I guess kind of igniting the public's interest in the relay, you were away from the sport for a while. Is that right?
I've had a couple of setbacks in that, and it's definitely been a journey to get to where I am. More so, it's been frustrating the last couple of years because I've been thereabouts. And finally, I've kind of made a breakthrough this year. So I'm delighted with that. But it was just, you know, breaking through and believing in myself.
And where that's been one of the themes of the week so far, that whole sense of belief and confidence. Where did that come from?
To be honest, this year was definitely a big mindset change for me. Like, my coach believes in me so much. My family and my partner believes in me so much. And to be honest, I needed to believe in myself. And that's what I worked on this year. And they're with me all the time. They believe so much in me. And I, you know what I mean, had to change that mindset of believing in myself. And I think that's what has changed this year. And that's why I'm doing well. And yeah.
And I guess, Arlene, people will hear that and go, "What? How did you do it?"
Just with the support. The support and surrounding myself with the right people. I'm always surrounding myself with positive people. And I think that's the main thing, pushing forward.
Is that a sports psychologist involved in that? Or is it like breaking down each of the individual mechanical things you need to do to give you confidence that you've repped this now enough to know that you can rely on it and kind of hit some flow state when you break
that's
it down?
It, like, that's it. Like training and my times in training have been going well. So I just needed to believe in myself when I got out on that track, to do it. You know what I mean? Like your times don't lie and stuff in training. You just need to replicate that on the track, then the day of competition.
What does the lack of belief look like, Arlene?
I've had many tears, many disappointing days. I've probably had more of those days than, you know, in rewarding days. So to be a part of Team Ireland, I think any time you get a chance to represent Ireland at a world stage is so special. So I'll, you know what I mean, yeah. I'll not forget that moment.
No. And is that you, I mean, in terms of the lack of belief in yourself up to this stage, is that you waking up of a morning of a meet or the morning of training and sort of a quiet voice in the back of your mind saying, not sure about this?
Yeah, it's more closer to the race. You maybe might doubt yourself. My legs is a bit sore, yeah. This and that. But that has changed this year. And I don't think about that going into a race anymore. And that's what I've worked with. And I'm going to keep not thinking like that going into a race.
Yeah, that's amazing. At the age of 26, I think I'm right.
27.
Taking years off you there.
Getting old.
It's the power of positive thinking. But how exciting then is that? So at that age, you know, having gone through this transformation of mindset, having achieved what you've achieved now and proven it, how exciting is that for you now for the years to come?
Yeah, like my main goal is to just build on that momentum and compete well, keep improving and seeing how far I can push myself this season and for the years to come.
What are you, do you, oftentimes we hear athletes, obviously it's generally such an individual sport, even within the team dynamic, that there's a little black book of this is what I want to do over the next few years. Do you have one of those? What are the goals?
This year is Europeans in Birmingham. So I'll be pushing individually for the four hurdles there, and I'll be a bonus to be a part of that ladies 4x4 team. And then obviously we qualified for world championships the year after, and then that takes us right into LA. So it doesn't be long coming in. So
yeah, making LA obviously would be, I presume, it's the big one with the ring, the circle around it in the black book.
Yeah, I think every track and field athlete wants to make an Olympic. So that's what the push will be for the next few years.
Have you always been a hurdler?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've actually started. I started with cross country. I started with multi events, and kind of found my way to the 400 and the 400 hurdles.
And which do you prefer? Because it seems like the hurdles is like, oh, the 400 seems incredibly painful, and then I'm just going to add in this extra wrinkle of
this extra 10 hurdles.
Yeah.
To jump over. No, I love the four hurdles. Unfortunately, the last few years I've had a lot of setbacks, and hurdling's very hard in the body. But this year I've been able to train, come away from training healthy, and that with hurdling. So it's been very positive this year, and I plan to push that for the season ahead.
There's a strong Donegal contingent, I think, involved in the trip to Botswana, both on and off the track. What is it that makes Donegal such a hotbed of athletics?
You know what? Anybody from Donegal loves being from Donegal. We're up here, sometimes we're forgotten about, so us Donegal athletes won't let people forget that.
And what it seems like you're just fast.
You know what? It's the training and the wind, rain, hail, snow all year round that I think maybe might help us.
Well, listen, Arlene, when are the Europeans coming up?
They're the start of August. I think they're the 10th of August that they start.
Okay, so are you in a mad hard training block at the minute, or do you taper down and taper back up? What's the...
I tapered down coming back from World Relays. I was on a training camp for 3.5 weeks, and then we were in South Africa for 2.5 weeks, so I had a good block there. Just came back at the Body Recover, and now I started into my individual campaign racing. So I'm not in a hard training block, but my sessions are still tough, but they are tapering coming in now to race season.
All right, well, listen, enjoy it all, and congratulations. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks.
Cheers. Arlene Crossan there, part of the successful 4x400 team.
It's amazing to think, like, the a really honest piece, and like the more honest athletes, sports people you speak to, they will often say that little bit of, you know, the thing that for decades athletes never spoke about, that I doubted myself, I wasn't sure about that thing. And actually, it just seems like the recent generations are very happy to say it. Yeah, wasn't 100% sure about that, but I'm convinced of it now.
Yeah. It seems beneficial in the long run, you would suggest.
Yeah.
So a couple of things to tell you about. It was in the papers this morning, but it looks like Aaron Glan and obviously Cian Lynch is back from suspension, but we'll start previewing the weekend's hurling from tomorrow on. I'd say they might even start talking about it on the evening show with Owen tonight. But for the first time ever, the Off the Ball GAA Roadshow is going to be in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. Part one of the night is going to be the hurling pod, which takes centre stage, as Will O'Callaghan is going to be joined by Paul Murphy and James Skell. They will, of course, talk about the situation in Antrim, which by that stage will be a much clearer picture, although I think beating London at the weekend just about served them well. Then it's over to football with Owen Shea and Tommy Rooney. Stevie McDonald is going to be there. I do wonder if they should decide who the best team of the noughties was.
Yeah.
There might be... might be a Kerry voice other than Owen there to put the case forward for Kerry, but maybe nobody's interested in this.
Owen will be the last person to get him at the right time of the year, Ger, I would suggest.
And by that stage it'll be the second round, so the winners will be playing the winners and the losers will be playing the losers again, so we'll be in the thick of it.
Off the Ball Breakfast
with Viagra Connect 50 milligram film coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie, subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Off the Ball GAA.
We're just taking it game by game, really. Like, look, it's unbelievable to win this. It was one of our goals, but now going into Tyrone, that's a different competition, but we'll enjoy now a few days, to be fair.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.